I don't want to waste your time, make you hang around thinking you've done wrong. You can only wait for me for so long.
Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Back to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb.
And in the end, that made all the difference.
So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow.
Welcome to Going Digital, a Digimon Rewatch podcast, where I'm Sporky.
I'm Garrett.
And I am Davide, and today we've seen the first instance, the first recorded instance of history of a Digimon Idol episode, which is an historical moment, and we are very proud of having relived that moment. Also, my microphone fell off. That's nice.
I told you I didn't want to talk about this episode, but you just didn't listen.
I mean, I don't want to hear
I Wish Again.
I don't want to watch the dub, but you forced me to do it, so.
Look, it's two completely different things.
I think it's the same. It's the exact same thing.
No, Sporky, what episode did we watch?
Today's episode is episode number 25. Nemureru Bokun, Tonosama Gekkoman. The Sleeping Tyrant, Tonosama Gekkoman. Or Princess Karaoke, which is a reference to Princess Mononoke, kind of.
That's a kind stupid of, pun.
And also a better title.
Yeah, a little bit, because Shogun Gekkoman, or whatever they want to call him, is barely in the episode.
Yeah. So is he supposed to be, like, a musical ninja?
Yeah, it's a musical Shogun.
Musical ninja starring Goemon.
Yeah, that's a game.
Is Musical Ninja a game?
Mythical Ninja
mystical,
was a game.
Yeah,
for
Mystical
the N64,
Ninja is.
And I was
also the,
doing a
pun. The SNES. The Super Nintendo.
Yep.
The Super Famicom.
Super Nintendo Chalmers.
Good job.
We did it. Talked about them video games.
And The Simpsons.
Did we? I missed that because I don't watch The Simpsons and don't get any of those references.
Super Nintendo Chalmers is a Simpsons reference.
Yeah. Anyway,
okay, well that's dumb, so let's talk about Digimon.
So this episode starts, as most of them do, with people walking. This time they're...
No, they are... No,
the
Sparky, you... This is,
suddenly
the,
had.
This is the first thing that you say this episode, and it's wrong. They are driving a boat. They're not walking.
Oh,
they are driving
right.
A swan
my
boat.
My bad.
Yeah, how dare you forget about Swan Boat, Senpai?
the best character.
is that
the
name
only
of
consistent
the,
character?
Is that the name of the boat, Swan Boat Senpai?
It is now.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, they're on the Swan Boat, and the two Digimon are like, "Hey, our feet wouldn't reach the pedals, so fuck you guys. You guys get to do all the work."
Even though, you know, we have a Gomamon who knows marching fishes,
who could also evolve into a Kakumon and not need the boat at all.
Yeah, but evolving's effort, and there's, like, that food meter you have to fill.
Yeah, okay. They haven't brought that up in a while, though.
The only purpose of Gomamon in the anime is move people through sea, and now it just doesn't want to do that anymore.
Yeah.
Now it's Swan Boat's job.
So after they get off the boat, they see the Digivice go up, and in the dub... Tai is immediately like, oh yeah, that's gotta be Mimi, even though it could also be Izzy or Sora.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then is very surprised when Mimi shows up.
Yeah, that is...
It's almost like they forgot what they dubbed 30 seconds ago.
So they run, you know, along, and they go into this castle where they meet some Gekkoman and, what's the other one's name? Otamamon.
Yeah.
I like the idea that while the original writers, as we established, just don't have object permanence, the people who are making the dub, they have literally just like, they don't have like 30,
none
like
at all.
Short-term memory, just like every 30 seconds they forget what they were writing. It's like Memento, but with anime dubs.
It would kind of be a fun way to try and dub an episode is give every... like a different translator, a different paragraph, and give each other no context.
I'm sure that's literally how they did this.
I mean, isn't that how Ghost Stories happened?
No, Ghost Stories happened with a lot of deliberation.
Is this also like the second week in a row we've brought up Ghost Stories?
Ghost Stories is really good, guys.
No, it's not. But you should watch it, because it's really bad.
It's really good at the thing it wants to be.
Is the thing it wants to be really bad?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love when we come together so and we
get
agree.
There and the Gekkoman and the Otamaman are just like, hey, sorry, we're really busy because we're either in the original, they're like, yeah, we have to make all these things that are conflicting orders. And in the dub, they're just like, hey, you must be the delivery guy for all these various things. And that's stupid.
You know, from Digi Amazon, which is the way that Digimon get things.
Yeah, Digizon, man. Digizon, man.
Is that a thing in Gatchamon or Aplimon or whatever?
Yeah, man, how has there not been an episode about Amazon?
Yeah, because he'd be too OP.
Yeah, there's been a Twittermon, and Twittermon just started flame wars and spread misinformation, which I was pretty into.
God, that's too real.
A little bit, yeah. Twittermon got Trump elected.
Let's move on.
So Mimi's a princess this episode.
Yeah, yeah. She insists that everyone call her Mimi-sama.
Yep. I insist that you call me Shin Garrett from now on.
I have no problem with it.
But not because of this episode. More so because of Kamen Rider X8 inside joke.
Okay.
But also fits for this episode.
Yeah. So anyway, so that happens, and they go into a backstory, which is that Mimi's just kind of a terrible person.
Yeah, but is she, like, she's in this shitty digital world, and now she found a place where they're just gonna do shit for her.
The thing is,
I can't blame her.
I feel like they'd keep doing shit for her after she woke up the Gekkoman.
I mean, also that, like, she's bad, but, like, I can see her not wanting to leave.
Given what happens at the end, if she woke up the Gekkoman immediately, she'd be dead.
Yeah, maybe.
Because when Gekkoman wakes up, it basically kills everything in sight, apparently.
Boy, the last part of this episode is bad.
Nah, never mind.
We need
a fight, because this is Digimon.
Yeah. I really like the try is like, yeah, we only have to have one fight per movie, so that's like 5 episodes.
I don't know, man. Try really kind of drags with less fights.
I don't know. I dig it, but we'll get to that when we get to that.
When are we getting to try?
Like a year and a half?
Oh, yeah, we have to finish O2 first, don't we? Because that's technically after O2.
I think they're going to bring the O2 kids and make them important at some point. Or at least have them being dead be important.
No, they can't be dead,
I know,
Torky.
They can't
like,
be dead.
The ending of O2 is canon.
I know, as much as
Matt
we all
went
wish
to Mars.
Yeah, they might need to start working on when he gets interested in going to Mars soon.
Maybe the direct result of Try is what makes him want to go to Mars.
Fuck this planet and everybody on it.
It just likes the Mars candy bar a whole lot. So it's like, If I go to Mars, there will be plenty of those up there. And
I mean, the seed's already been planted. Like, he has the crust of friendship, and he hates being friends. Where can he go where you'll have no friends? Mars.
I feel like you have to insert the song from Cheers now.
Oh, okay. Like the opening?
Yeah.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away?
Okay, I was just gonna like put the opening like 10 seconds of I Wish just on repeat throughout this entire episode.
Don't actually do that, but it'd be funny to do it for like a minute.
Are you sure? I think I should do it for the whole episode. Because that's what it felt like when I was watching this episode.
Yeah. So anyway, the plot of this episode is
avant-garde podcasting. You know what? I like that. I like that idea.
So the plot of this
we should just make the whole episode that, just like the intro of thing repeating.
Just like the first 10 seconds if I wish.
Yeah.
Bum 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 bum.
Was I supposed to go into Mr. Sandman there?
Maybe? Like, I think the opening of I Wish kind of sounds like Mr. Sandman.
It kind of does. Anyway, so we actually haven't addressed the main plot of this episode yet, which is
hang on, I have to write this down to have Crow do this later. lyrics to I Wish to tune of Enter or Mr. Sandman. Okay.
We're actually doing a reverse Mr. Sandman in this episode because we have to wake up Tonosama Gekkoman, who has, I guess, been sleeping for 300 years.
Yeah, so like a day.
Yeah. Something like that.
Maybe like a month.
Let's see. 24 hours in a day times 300 days is...
So like it was like 2 months for like a couple hours?
Yeah.
So we... Okay, let's average it out and say a day is an hour.
It would be 120 hours.
Okay, so, now divide that into days.
About 5. Exactly 5.
Okay.
So yeah, that's long. No, that can't be right, because when they... It's 5 hours, not 5 days. My bad.
What?
Wait, what?
It's 5 hours. Because when they're gone for 3 days in the next arc, that's like 8.5 years.
Right.
Groovy. Can we move on?
No. Okay. Yes.
I think we should move on. I don't understand what's happening. I'm confused, and I want to
move on. Oh, yeah, that's right. Davide, we were talking about numbers. Yeah. We forgot to warn you beforehand.
There's a callback. So yeah, that's the thing, is Mimi has to sing this song to wake him up. A song that will wake you up.
Oh, wait, hang on. Davide, welcome back. I know you weren't here last week, and we brought in Paranoid of Every Sound to replace you.
I mean, that's fine. Sorry, everyone. I couldn't go to LA last week, obviously, because I'm quite far away, so I couldn't attend our conference there. But I hear we had a good replacement, so was good.
Paranoid of Every Sound was fine. Didn't like his stupid accent, though.
Okay. Yeah, he had a typical California accent, from what I hear.
Yeah, it's about right.
So what's the main plot of this episode?
Right,
I don't know what the main plot is, but at some point there's a scene where everyone sings.
I'm keeping count. I've tried to tell people 6 times now.
Only six.
Only six. But there's one scene where everyone sings, and that, I think, makes the episode amazing.
But we're not there yet. God.
Do you want to tell us what the plot is this time?
When are we getting to the firework factory?
I was waiting until Davide interrupted me. Okay.
Just preemptively interrupted you?
Yes. So the plot...
So the plot is that Mimi's voice has to wake up this thing because they had to find a voice that was better than the voice that beat the student in a karaoke contest.
And it turns out it was any voice at all was better than Gekkoman's?
No, that's not true, because we watched 5 people fail.
That's true.
4. 4. Well, 3, because one of them was a duo act.
And
yeah,
still 4 people.
Are Digimon people?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. We talked about that. Last with Serg, I think.
No, we talked about that with Paranoid of Every Sound.
Oh, yes, that's right. It was a question from the crowd, from David Cage.
Okay. Yeah, that was it. we really just don't want to talk about this episode, I guess.
We just don't want to, because I like this episode. It's a good episode.
Yeah, it's fine.
There's just dumb stuff. Like, it's good, and it could have been great. But then there was dumb stuff, and now it's just good.
I like dumb stuff, though. I am into dumb stuff.
Stop it. I hate all of you.
But yeah, we hear the intro of like 15 seconds of I Wish about 20 times, I think.
At least.
Because Mimi starts singing it like 5 separate times, plus there's all 3 people who start, who try and sing it. I dub Joe's lyrics are the best.
I don't even remember what they were.
I am attempting to sing you a song that will wake you up and approve and make the people who approve of your worldview and of your ruling something, something.
Yeah, that sounds
right. I really like when in the original, when Gomamon and Agumon try and sing it, and they say something along the line of, we will erase tomorrow, so there's no tomorrow, or something like that.
Yeah, we will take tomorrow so that today is gone. Which is okay. Pretty great. Ties has to do with how he needs to take the pudding today, because if he doesn't do it today, he won't be able to tomorrow.
Would the pudding go bad? Is that...
I don't know.
But can we do some deep lyrical analysis of these takes?
I think that it's mostly referring to his like life with a sister, and he thinks that if he doesn't take the pudding now, her sister will eat the pudding.
And that's going to be your least thing at the end of two.
Taking puddings?
So everybody has some sort of thing at the end of the season where they have some hallucination of all of their problems being solved. And hers is like, I've got four siblings, so I want all the desserts to myself. Because by then they'd resolved all of her character arc.
Yeah, she hated working at a store for a while, I think.
And then they fixed it.
Yeah.
Did she love to work at the store, or did she fire herself from the store?
Well, no, it's like the family store, and like because she's like the oldest, she had responsibilities, I guess?
Okay.
No, she had older siblings too.
Oh, did she? I don't know. I don't remember much of O2, except the ending.
Yeah. We'll get to that in like 6 months. We always used to say we'll get to that in like a year, but we're like halfway there now.
Well, no, I think like it's still a year for the ending of O2.
Oh, yeah. No,
Sparky, are we halfway there, living on a prayer?
No.
Oh. I like this song.
Whoa, we're halfway there.
Living on a prayer, yeah.
Nope, I was shutting that down, and you had to do it anyway.
Well, I mean, that's the theme of this episode, is shutting you down.
That's true. Anyway, so Mimi ends up getting called a spoiled brat, because she is. But she doesn't like being told that.
Or she's told that she's hated in the sub.
That's true. She doesn't say, I hate you. She says, kidai, which means, like, I dislike you when you like this. But then she was called to Palmon with, I hate you.
I don't know Japanese, so I went by what the subtitle said.
Get good.
No, that's what you're here for.
Okay.
Learn to roll your iframe through the Japanese. Oh, we haven't said that. The Otamamon are 100% the Basilisk from Dark Souls.
It's a magical adventure, deep in Lothraine. Won't you believe it? It's Dark Souls time.
Exhilarating, is it not? The power of the sun.
I don't see it, like, at all.
How can you... They have, like, big eyes. They're, like, frog-like.
Yeah, but the eyes are fake in the Basilisk.
I mean, that's, I mean, given that we assumed
Are you saying the tongue is where the eyes are?
Maybe.
Tongue randomly has three holes in it.
Are two of those holes the eye?
We assume that Digimon takes place, like, long in the future from Dark Souls, so we can assume that's how the Basilisk evolved to the history of the
I thought.
World.
So, shouldn't the Otamamon then be Basilisk? And then they evolve into Gekkoman?
Was
it Dark Souls, Kingdom Hearts,
yes.
Digimon, Dark yes. Souls 2?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, you see, they haven't changed in Dark Souls 2, so that obviously hasn't happened.
Wait, no, in the timeline. No, I think Dark Souls 2 and Dark Souls 3 happened beforehand still, because Dark Souls 3 is definitely before Digimon. Like, that's clear. So Dark Souls 2 must also happen, like, before Digimon. Although it's weird, because Dark Souls 2 is another place. I don't know, I feel we're
they
still
They all just
not...
happen in the Dark Ocean.
Probably.
Oh, yeah, that may be, because in Dark Souls 2 you see that thing where you jump in at the beginning of the game, so that's probably the Dark Ocean.
Okay. Hey, that's where Cthulhuman lives.
Yeah. So that's the connection to Bloodborne, obviously.
But yeah, so Mimi ends up locking them all up, and that's when Palamon says that she doesn't like her, and then Mimi's like, well, fine, I fucking hate you, and then leaves them locked up, and then Sora's looking at them all through a window and doesn't help.
Sora's bad this arc. Like, Sora is the worst character this arc. I don't, like fight me.
Hashtag free Palamon, by the way, to get Palamon.
So I think they were trying to, kind of like the last arc was just, now Tai gets an arc, all to himself. They were trying to do that with Sora, but also didn't commit to it.
But she's not getting it.
Nope.
Okay.
I think that's what they were trying for, and then it doesn't work. So anyways...
Okay. What they're trying is dumb.
I mentioned this while we were watching the episode, but I really want to make like a montage of all these things where she does completely useless stuff and put it on YouTube while, like, with a name like Sora is Useful. And it's just all of these stupid things that she does.
So Mimi ends
all up... like three things. The mushrooms, the brick, and
this.
Telling Mimi she's been bad and she's really a good girl.
However, Sora does apparently have the power to see other people's dreams.
And maybe enter the dreams? Because Mimi wakes up after Sora talks to her. So was she entering her dream?
She just fell back asleep and woke up again, but...
Can we make an Enter Sandman joke now?
Okay. It's a very musical episode.
I mean, it is called Princess Karaoke. Also, I like that my concept of making a joke is just humming the theme from Enter Sandman.
I think that's
fine. I mean, my idea of making a joke was saying I was going to make a joke.
Yeah, and I've never seen Enter Sandman, so I'm glad one of you was able to come up with something.
Well,
I mean, it's a song.
It's a song.
Well, there we go.
Do you not like Metallica, Sporky?
I mean, I do not like Metallica, but I know.
I think War Pigs is the only one I know the lyrics to.
That's not Metallica.
That's fucking Pink Floyd.
Is it?
Garrett.
No. I'm also wrong.
It's Black Sabbath.
Okay, there we go.
I am shaking my head very hard right now.
I'm not much of a metal guy.
No, Pink Floyd totally has a song about pigs. I think.
Can that be the episode title? Pink Floyd definitely has a song about pigs.
No, because we already decided that the episode title is going to be Voiceover Bat Protocol, because that's apparently a thing that Vamdemon can do.
Yeah.
He just has Digi Skype, which I guess is just regular Skype.
No, it's in the digital world, so it's Digi Skype.
Okay. But yeah, he can just talk to Pico Devimon over long distances, over
I think that's just like a vampire
chat.
Power.
Maybe... But anyway, they don't explain it, but it's real convenient. And he threatens Pico Devimon some more to not fuck up, even though he's done nothing but fuck up.
What's the plan here again? Like, what? What's
the
goal?
The plan is we're going to spoil Mimi, and then she'll just never leave this castle and never activate her crest.
Okay.
And then that's it. She won't activate her crest, and if you don't have all eight kids, the Vamdemon doesn't die.
So then Mimi just gets to have a sweet-ass life.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
I mean, she gets to have a sweet-ass life on the back of a 1,000 oppressed Otamamon and Gekkomon.
Metaphor to the world.
Yeah, capitalism is the real bad guy of this whole arc, actually.
Yeah, I agree.
Yep. So Sora was doing, like, dream stuff.
Yeah, so Sora just enters her dream, but I guess it was sort of an Inception thing, because Mimi had one bad dream, and then she woke up and saw Mimi, who told her that, you know...
No, she saw Sora.
Saw Sora, who told her to stop being terrible, and then she wakes up again.
Right, okay.
But yeah, so then...
So Inception is part of the shared universe now.
Yeah, definitely.
No, actually no, because I don't like Inception. We can say that Inception is a film in the shared universe.
Yeah, okay. You know.
So maybe,
Maybe
Sora watched Inception, and this is how she came up with the plan of entering Mimi's dream?
Can't be. This canonically takes place in 1999.
Well, maybe in this shared universe Inception.
Johnny Mnemonic.
Or maybe in this shared universe Inception came out before.
Yeah, okay. I'd kind of like to see Inception with 1999 CGI.
So Johnny Mnemonic?
Yeah.
Fair enough. With like space whale dolphin thing? That's a thing in that movie,
we forgot to mention the part where Ty and Joe tried to get Palmon to get Mimi, that's a complicated sentence, to sing the song, and just they were just going to record it and then play it for Shogun Gekkoman.
Yeah.
Which, as it turned out, would have been better for everybody.
Yeah. Probably?
Yeah. Because
then he wouldn't have had anybody to kill.
Right.
But when
but
Mimi
then,
woke
but
up...
But Mimi was smart for once.
Yeah.
Like, Mimi secretly, like, just, like, a competent human being.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike half of the kids.
Going with my theme of Togemon being just completely useless, even in Mimi's own episode, Metal Greymon kills the dude.
No, see, that's a tie problem, because the show... Digimon really likes their main characters, just that season 4.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
So, like, I think that's just the seeds of that shit.
Yeah.
It's generally two of them that they care about, but then one they like more, and then they just shove the other one to the side.
Mm-hmm. My favorite is in season 4, where we get the sixth ranger, who is only relevant for, like, 2 episodes.
Well, yeah, his translated name means Leo Man.
Yep.
And he dies.
What?
He doesn't die until the... Loemon is just German for Leo Man.
Okay.
But he dies.
He's only in, like, 2 episodes, and then 4 of the kids become completely useless, because in order for the most important 2 characters to digivolve, they have to give up their ability to digivolve for a while, and it's pretty lame. And so those 4 kids just stand around for every battle for the last, like, half of the show.
Yeah, it's like they don't know how to make a Sentai.
So... I think we all agree that if we were those kids, we would just be, fuck it, I'm not giving you my Digimon power.
Do
this yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But nope, because of the power of friendship, they're all just like, oh, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, it's dumb.
The power of friendship is like everyone being the servants of the one person. Yeah,
yep.
That's the
true power of friendship is a bad theme.
It is important,
though.
You take that back.
Okay, through the power of friendship, I've taken it back.
Okay. See, that's how friendship works. One person orders the other people around.
Yeah, so continue on with this episode now.
Right. So after Mimi had a bad dream, she wakes up in her crest glows. And, boy.
Yeah, it's almost like we would see a Lilymon this episode.
Yeah, you would think so, but then no.
But then Ty happens.
Yeah. So Mimi's crest, I don't think we've talked about it much, but it's bullshit. In both languages.
I mean, most of them are.
Yeah. Hers is maybe second only to Light in terms of, I don't know what this is about.
Light, I have no fucking clue.
Light is just
discussed that. We discussed that Light is relating to weight. She's small, therefore she's light.
Yeah, that's still dumb.
Yeah, Light is literally just the quest of magic.
So would that, like, be body shaming Kairi at that point, if it was about weight?
No, because she's ridiculously underweight.
I mean, it doesn't have a negative connotation. It just reflects her having less weight than its other Digishoten, because she is a kid. She is a smaller kid.
Like, but what if she didn't?
Yeah,
she would have another crest. She would have the crest of being equally the same weight as everyone else. Which is
moving
the crest of
that,
BETSWAEA. I don't know how you pronounce that, but it's a good abbreviation.
I don't know, I wasn't paying attention. But
we're just going to put that on the back burner for now.
Indeed. So Mimi's crest. Feel free to play Crest Time anytime now, by the way.
Great friendship. Love not seems to return to my blackness.
It's Crest Time.
So in Japanese, it's the Crest of Purity, which is real, real vague, especially for what she actually does to make it activate. But it's kind of the crest of not being a bitch anymore.
And so, like, I think this one's fine, actually. Like, it's the crest of the popular girl learning to not, or being self-aware, at least, of being a bitch, which is fine.
And then they then...
Like, that's a flaw that her character has, and the crest is directly put there to put her up against the flaw.
Yeah, alright.
Like, this is probably secretly one of the best crests the kids have got. Just for, like, you know, like, what it is and how it works with her character.
Okay. It's also the crest of sincerity, and, like, she was pretty sincerely being a bitch before. Like, sincerity's bad.
I mean, I think they're kind of meant to both mean the same thing.
Yeah. I don't know.
I can't get down with hating on this crest so much. Like,
so it's supposed to be, like, the crest of being yourself, but the problem is, she's being herself. She has to learn to stop doing that.
No, like, it's like the crest of being humble.
But she's also
So it's the humble bundle crest. You actually, when you get one, you get that.
No,
crest.
It's the crest of that new crest. Kendrick Lamar song. We have to go with the musical reference, the musical episode.
I like
I don't know what that song is, but okay.
I like my humble.
Well, it'll be in the show notes that no one looks at.
Okay. So yeah, anyway, we end up...
Oh, maybe it's the
her...
crest of Back Bumble.
Now you have to cut in like 10 seconds of the Buck Bumble song.
You do have
that would require me to stop playing the first 15 seconds of my wish.
Let's see. So anyway, after she has her bad dream, she realizes that she needs to stop being terrible. And when she gets up in the morning, she changes out of her sweet princess dress that she doesn't keep for some reason. And...
Oh yeah, she does the Oju-sama laugh. It's really good.
Oh yeah, she does. It's pretty good.
Because Mimi is secret best character.
Oh,
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it's the laugh where you like turn to the side and like cover your mouth and do that laugh.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
You haven't seen enough anime then.
Have not played enough like fighting games.
Okay.
I have
Same
played
thing.
Almost no fighting games. So
well, there we
maybe.
Go. But because well, we've managed to get almost
yeah,
all
explain
the way through
to
the episode,
explain to the audience, aka me, what does that represent and what it is.
So it's a princess laugh where someone is really full of themselves.
Okay.
Yeah. It's being a stuck up bitch.
Yeah.
Laugh.
Which is
also
weird...
known as what Mimi was doing this episode.
Yep. So anyway, because we managed to make it almost an entire episode without fighting. When she wakes up, Shogun Gekkoman, he apparently didn't want to be woken up and fights them. And also,
yeah, this fight seems dumb.
Yeah, he should absolutely have killed Tai and several of the others.
There's also that...
Because he's an ultimate, and he hits Tai and Joe and Agumon and Gomamon, as well as a bunch of his subjects, with an ultimate level attack. Like, they should be dead. And then they fall 100 feet into the ocean, which should double.
And then,
kill them.
And then I swear, like there's an animation thing where Greymon is standing on the ocean.
I didn't see
probably.
That. But I would believe.
And like,
it.
Cause like, so like, Mimi's in there still, and she's yelling at Gekkoman, and like, both times I'm looking at him, like, why is the background where Tai and Joe are standing moving, when Mimi and whatever are not? And it was really confusing. It looked like Greymon was standing on the water. Which I guess makes sense, because, like, Greymon is probably the closest thing to Jesus in this show.
No,
and,
hey,
you know, main character bullshit
yet.
Stuff.
She is going to be so much more Jesus. Also, Angemon.
I meant more... Yeah, okay, you win.
I mean, they have multiple Jesus in the universe.
Well,
what I really
the
like
Father,
is...
the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
That's good.
So is that the Tai, the Kari, and the Agumon?
Yeah, pretty much.
And the Takeru. You can't leave
but, then we also need Mad and Gabumon, and then it just gets confusing.
Well, it's a complicated mythology.
Mad can be Satan, which explains
no,
why
but,
he's the worst there.
Isn't that Itzy, though? Isn't Itzy Satan?
Yeah, because, you know, he's one of God's subjects who then decides to be an asshole.
All right, so then Tai steals this episode, and Metal Greymon comes out for
I really like the way they beat the Shogun Gekkomon, because they basically bury him in rubble and kill him. It's pretty
good. So Shogun Gekkomon has, like, these giant trombone things, and Metal Greymon just shoots Giga Crusher missiles into them, and that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Also, I don't think we've made a joke about Katy Perry's fireworks and Greymon shooting things out of his nipples.
Does Katy Perry shoot things out of her nipples?
Katy Perry? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that.
Fireworks? Okay.
That was not in the fireworks song, though.
I thought it was, but...
No,
I'm
wasn't
not
it
that
in...
up on my Katy Perry, so...
I'm gonna stop, because I don't want to pretend like I am.
Okay.
Or try to show that I am.
I will say, so... They eventually released some novels that I think are actually, they've decided canon to try now. But in the novels, they changed...
Oh, for a second I thought you were referring to, like, Katy Perry novels. Like,
yes.
Expand on all that Katy Perry lore. Yeah.
I wouldn't have been surprised.
Yeah, I'd maybe be down for that. I'd read The Adventures of Katy Perry. Especially if she was just like a Maho Shoujo.
What?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be down with that.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, so they released some Digimon novels that change a bunch of things and have a bunch of neat backstory. One of the major changes is that Lilymon showed up here.
Yeah, that's good and should happen.
Yeah. The other
is it just for adventure, or do they talk about O2 as well?
They planned some O2 novels, but they never ended up coming out.
Okay, I just needed to check to make sure that the ending of O2 is still canon.
Probably the single biggest thing that relates to Tri is that's where the whole, oh yeah, those five Digidestined from a long time ago, there four of them became the, what did they call them in English? The Sovereigns or whatever, and then the fifth one died, and that ends up being really relevant to Tri.
What?
Who died?
Ooh, so,
did someone die and try?
No. So in the backstory to Adventure and like...
Are we talking about like those weird four Digimon we go on Adventure 4 and O2 and then like Black War Greymon kills them or something?
Yeah, the four Digimon gods or the Sovereigns or whatever they called them.
Yeah, I remember those guys kind of.
Yeah, so those four guys, you remember in like the last episode of Adventure, they're like, oh, by the way, there were five other chosen before you. The novels give them a backstory.
Oh, is one of them Ryo?
No, actually. They would have been in, like, the 80s.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, I keep forgetting that Ryo is technically after, even though I still think he's the Doctor Who, and he's in at any time I want him to be in.
Oh, no, so Ryo doesn't end up happening until after our war game. You actually...
Which is between 01 and 02?
Yeah.
Or Adventure and O2.
Adventure
like
and
someone O2. Would correct me.
Yeah. So between Adventure and O2, our war game happens, and you see Yoli and Ryo in the movie.
Don't you
briefly.
Also see Cody?
No. Iori's backstory is that when Kuwagamon manages to take a plane down, he goes, oh yeah, I was on the plane.
Oh, okay.
You do see...
What about Davis, though?
You see him in, like, episode 34. Four or something, the one where Tai just, like, collects out a Bakemon.
What about Ken?
Ken is not until the WonderSwan games.
Okay. Okay.
I know way too much about this stuff.
Yeah, that's why we're here recording this podcast.
You're nerds.
You are all nerds, you too. No.
Also, you.
All two of you.
Yes.
So I think we can call this an episode because we've talked all about this episode.
Not
really,
but
to.
Sure.
We need someone to recap to... this episode.
Oh yeah,
three,
sorry.
Three, two,
we
one, Garrett, go.
Oh, okay. So there's Swanboat Senpai that. Joe and Tai are pedaling because the Digimon's feet are too small, and then they get to like the island with the castle with the selfish princess, who turns out to be Mimi, And then she's there for reasons, I guess, but like because her singing could wake up the boss Digimon or whatever. But then she's being selfish and like making all the geckos and tadpolemons do stuff for her. So then she's being selfish and throws her friends into jail. They also sing at some point. That's the thing that happens. And then Sora comes in and tells Mimi that she's being bad, but she's really a good girl, and that her dress clothes. And then she apologizes and then sings, and the guy comes out, and then they fight. And then Middle Greymon comes in for no reason and makes this not a Lilymon episode. And it's kind of dumb and lame. And I think that's the episode, mostly.
Oh, yeah. And Pico Debimon ends up getting tortured because he failed again.
Yeah, I guess. Like, he's a thing.
So, if you'd like to listen more going digital things, the classic, you can go at goingdigitalpodcast.com is our website, I think. Yes, pretty sure it is. You can go there, and then you can like click on things. You can like us on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter. We are at goingdigitalpod, by the way, on Twitter. You can follow us there. You can also go on iTunes. Please rate and review us. Rating and reviews do a lot for visibility. So if you rate and review us and you do it, we'll be very grateful, because then more people can listen to our podcast. And when we reach a certain number of people, then we can sell our podcast to corporations and make a bunch of money. What else? Oh, you can send us a mail at thericeballnetwork@gmail.com or on the contact form on our website. And yeah. Listen to my other podcast, Outer Advanced Text. We talk about games. Garrett, something you want to plug?
No, I got nothing.
Oh, and play the translated game that Sparky makes. Sparky makes translations. Do you want to
give the address? DigimonWorldRE.wordpress.com.
And this was an episode.
Alright, so Sporky, so since it's the musical episode, you're going to have to sing whatever the generator came up with.
Alright. Guys, I've had a really great time recording episode number 25 of Going Digital, Digimon Rewatch Podcast, and I hope we do it again real soon. And until you do, and listeners, I hope you'll join us. And until you do, keep your Terra Force until eggs, and keep cheering the Dark Masters.
You didn't sing that.
I didn't.
Like, you're just like, all right, and then you didn't do it.
Nope.
You're awful.
Keep your Terra Force until eggs and keep cheering the Dark Masters. Guys, I've had a really great time recording episode 25 of Going Digital, a Digimon Rewatch podcast. I hope we do it again real soon. And listeners, I hope you'll join us. And until you do, keep your Terra Force until eggs and keep cheering the Dark Masters. And I guess that's all. Have a good night. There you go.
That's how you do it. Good night.
You're
everyone.
Awful.
Yep.
Good night.
Stay tuned for Davide singing.
Maybe.
Possibly.
I guarantee it.
Sometimes.
And we're out.
I'm attempting to sing a song that will waken you and all the gecko ones that are loyal to your worldview and the idea of you being in charge. Na 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 na. I'm attempting to sing a song that will awaken you and all the gecko ones that are loyal to your worldview and the idea of you being in charge. Is that alright? Is that fine? I don't know. Hopefully. Yeah.